the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
America back. Hello, patriots and freedom fighters. Broadcasting worldwide on Republic Broadcasting Network, Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network. From my studio in downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, I am your Thursday host of the National Intel Report, Liberty Lighthouse. I'm Peter Serafin. Now, no matter where you are watching or listening from, I need you to take a second, share the link out, tell everybody what you're listening to, where to find it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, all those things. They help us beat the algorithms because nobody wants to hear our voices. Free speech, wherever you find it, must be supported. You can contact me personally by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com and email at libertylighthouse1776@gmail.com. Tonight, we've got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance joining us at the bottom of the first hour. And then he and I, we're going to talk about some of the changes in gun laws recently. Because there's some big stuff going on in gun laws around the country, and it's worth talking about. And then at the top of the second hour, I got Michael Ballantyne from Adding Context, the Adding Context podcast and addingcontext.com. But first, I want to tell you about some recent changes to my own website, liberty-lighthouse.com. The most exciting thing to me is the launch of my new private label supplement brand, Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. So I'm starting with just 5 labels, and then hopefully I'll add more later, but right now it's just 5. I've got a multivitamin. I've got quercetin plus zinc if you want to boost up your immune system. I've got some CBD oil. I'm not a big fan of the stuff, but it is popular, so I figured put it out there. And I got a male boost and a female boost. And they're all labeled with my own Liberty Lighthouse label, and I'm excited about that. They're all American made. They're all made in the United States in good manufacturing certified locations and FDA approved and all that kind of stuff. And the CBD oil is organic and all kinds of, non-GMO and all that kind of stuff. So it's good stuff, very high quality stuff, a little pricey. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little pricey if you compare it to the stuff that you can get down the street. But it's really good quality stuff. And that's I think it's worth the price. I've been taking it for a little over a month now. And anyway, hey, Mike, producer Mike. There's a bad echo coming back to my monitor headphones, and I don't know if it's getting broadcast out in the live stream that way, but if it is, that sucks. So can you see if you can figure that out? I'd appreciate it. In addition to the launch of the new supplement line, I've also started a points reward program. So I'm calling it the Liberty Lighthouse Loyalty. So the triple L points program, and with the points that you earn when you buy stuff at liberty-lighthouse.com, you can buy discounts and you can get free shipping and all kinds of stuff like that. So fun and exciting stuff in my eyes. I spent a bunch of time doing this. I'm pretty happy about it. I gotta say, I got some great t-shirts at liberty-lighthouse.com. Click the shop button to get the t-shirt. Some great quotes, some great observations. I think I did a good job on them, but that's just me. So that is, I think that's it. Liberty Lighthouse Wellness Points. Oh, if you become a member, that's right. If you click the member button when you go to the website, you click that member button and sign up and become a member, you'll automatically be awarded some points in the Liberty Lighthouse Loyalty Program and enough points to get you a 10% discount. So, and you can also download copies, you know, a free ebook of my first book, which, you know, hey, free is good, right? So that's it for the updates to my own website, liberty-lighthouse.com. Please check it out in your spare time. Now I want to go on to a thanks. I have thanks going out to all of the people who reached out and called my local talk radio station, WRSC. 95.3 WRSC, the new talk radio station in Center County, Pennsylvania. A few weeks ago, I put out here on air, I said, hey, you live in the Center County area of Pennsylvania, please call this radio station. And several of you have contacted me and said that you did just that. You called in and you told them that you wanted to hear me on the local airwaves. And I greatly appreciate that. If you still haven't done that and you want to, phone number to the offices is 814-943-6112. And just tell me you want to hear Peter Serafine and his Liberty Lighthouse on the WRSC airwaves. And with that, along with that, going along with it, support all of your talk show hosts, your video live streamers, your podcasters, especially the ones that do live broadcasting. If you want to hear them on local radio, call your local radio station and tell them. If they're an RBN show or an RBN host, they can pick up the feed for free through the KU satellite band and become an affiliate of RBN. No charge whatsoever. And that is, you know, free content and from local hosts and stuff like that. So it's a win-win if you ask me. So if you like your show host, you like a particular show, reach out to that local radio station and tell them that they can get the content for free through a satellite feed. They will like that, I'm sure. So like I said, at the bottom of this first hour, we've got Michael Ballantyne from Adding Context. No, that's the top of the second hour. The bottom of the first hour is Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance. And we're going to talk about gun laws. And I don't know if you've been paying any attention, but yeah, there is a bunch of things that have changed in the world of guns. How's that? Did I get rid of the echo? Oh my God, I did. I figured it out. Mike, I figured it out. It's picking up me through the feed where you come into the live stream. And that echo is getting rebroadcast. Sorry, it took me a minute. Thank you very much, Mr. Steiner, for pointing it out, even though I could hear it in my own monitor headphones. Anyway, with that, since we figured that out, I'm going to take that opportunity to do a commercial break. Be back in about 60.
I'm proud to be partnering with Cedar Mill Fine Firearms. Cedar Mill Fine Firearms does some of the coolest firearms cases you'll find anywhere. Have you ever wanted to carry your AR-15 discreetly? How about a rifle case that looks like a guitar case until you open it up? Go to cedarmillfirearms.com and use the code LIGHTHOUSE the next time you're looking for a cleaning kit or a case to carry your firearms. That's cedarmillfirearms.com and use the code LIGHTHOUSE.
I love Cedar Mill Fine Firearms, and I want one of those guitar-shaped rifle cases. I do. So if you really like me, you know, give me one of those for my birthday or something. I'd appreciate it. It looks awesome. Anyway, so big news in the world right now seems to be Tucker Carlson releasing some of the January 6th videos. Right? Well, we already knew it. We already saw it, right? Those of us that had our eyes open and didn't automatically jump to the, oh, it's the worst insurrection in history. We'd already seen a lot of these videos, or at least the gist of them. We had already seen the people walking in through the velvet ropes, through the hall of whatever they call it, Statuary Hall. We got it. But now, so, what's his name? Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, he makes the videos available to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson is releasing them like 2 minutes at a time or something like that. And the people on the left side of the world are, I don't know, they're name-calling to Tucker. And even the people on the far right are name-calling to Tucker. The far left is saying that, you know, he's destroying the narrative of the, you know, he's making light of the worst days since the Civil War. And the people on the far right are like, hey, Tucker, you've got him. Why don't you just release them all? Why are you doing this, you know, 2 minutes at a time thing? I mean, obviously, Tucker doesn't need, you know, a ginormous ratings boost. He's already the most popular cable news show on air. He clearly doesn't need more money. So why doesn't he just release it all out? That's the question. My thing about it is, like, what I'm not seeing is what I've been saying since the beginning of this January 6th stuff. And that's the destruction of due process. Oh, and by the way, this is a call-in show. Didn't mention that at the top of the hour. The echo in my ears was really confusing me. It is a call-in show. If you'd like to call in and agree with me, disagree with me, whatever you want, argue with me, just don't cuss. This is broadcast out there. You know, FCC rules apply. No foul language. But 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. And I'd really like to hear your opinion of the release of this video stuff with Tucker Carlson. See, I think that anybody should be able to see this and immediately go, well, it doesn't matter. No matter what side of your aisle, even if it was the worst day since the Civil War, that doesn't give us the right to deny the rights and benefits, the privileges of being an American citizen to those that are being charged. And that's exactly what happened. So take that QAnon shaman guy, you know, the one with the big horns and the buffalo head or whatever. You know, he pled down to a plea deal because they were threatening him with decades in jail. But neither he nor his attorneys had seen any of these videos. And the videos that Tucker has released, well, they go right along with what Mr. January 6th shaman was saying. It's corroborating evidence. It's exculpatory It's exculpatory evidence that corroborates the story that he was telling. But he wasn't allowed to see it. He wasn't allowed to share it. He couldn't put that in the courtroom. So now he pled guilty to a lesser offense. What are the chances that in that plea deal, there's some type of a stipulation where he can't ever, under any circumstances, bring it back to court? So this guy was railroaded into a 3.5, almost 4 year sentence, 41 months, 3.5 years in jail. Even though our government was hiding evidence. The prosecutors in our country are required by law, required by the Brady Act, I think it's the Brady Act, to produce any and all evidence that they have access to, whether it's good for them or bad for them. Any prosecutor in this country who comes across any piece of evidence has to make it available to the defendant. 41,000 hours worth of video footage was not available to those defendants. With that footage, an exact timeline of the movements and whereabouts of every one of those defendants could be spelled out. Right? So that is what I don't understand why that isn't being made a big deal. Why isn't every news organization, every, whether it's print, broadcast, I don't care, anybody who gives a rat's behind about this country should be screaming about that. There are still 50 defendants in the D.C. gulag, another 100 in federal prisons around the country, and hundreds more on, you know, house detainment or house arrest or, you know, ankle monitors and stuff. Many of them have been tried and railroaded through a system without being able to produce this evidence. That is not American. That is not what our country is supposed to be. Guilty or not, that's not how our system works. And I personally think that we've reached a storm the Bastille moment right now. All that footage is being released. Why aren't there tens of thousands of people outside that DC gulag right now screaming and demanding that these people be released, or at the very least be given a new trial with the evidence that has been that has been made public? If you don't believe in justice and you don't believe in the justice system as it's spelled out in our rights, in our Constitution, well, that's the most fundamental American thing there is. Not the justice system as it operates today. The justice system as it is spelled out on paper. We're not even doing that. If the release of this video showing these people nonchalantly walking around, showing Capitol Police opening doors for these people that are now in jail, giving them a guided tour of the building, not being threatening at all, being docile and calm and polite, praying in the Senate chamber or the House chamber, I forget which one it was. If that is not allowed to be used in the defense, then our justice system is gone. It's not broken. It's gone. Like I said, it's a storm the Bastille moment. It's unheard of, uncomprehendable. We cannot allow this to happen. I don't like to call for violence, and I'm not trying to call for violence. I am trying to say storm the Bastille. I know that sounds like I'm calling for violence. That's not what I mean. But I mean, make your voice heard. Gather in large groups. I don't even know where to go. This is too far. This is, even if everybody in prison is guilty, this is not how our system is supposed to work. And this should upset everybody left, right, center. I don't care. The most far left crazy socialist, the most far right Nazi, whatever. I don't care. This should upset you. This is the collapse of the American system. Go back to COVID. I thought that was bad. I did. I remember going out to a restaurant that was, you know, flouting the rules and was going to stay open and sitting there and hearing the people in the room saying, well, this is a violation of my Fifth Amendment and my, you know, this. And people were honestly upset about the idea of COVID lockdowns. And I thought, hey, this is the moment. But no, most people just went along with it. You can't go along with this one, people. You can't. Dean in California, line one, welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
And I think we're all just witnessing the the downfall, the spire. I called it circling the drain with a text the other day, and I don't think we're too far from some kind of inflection point. It seems we've got half the country that thinks that watching CNN and ABC and CBS are getting a straight story, and the other half of us know that they're not. And it seems that they're so hard to wake up. But if, in fact, they aren't waking up by now, I think it's just a lost cause. And, you know, we're going to end up at each other's throats, and that's exactly what they want. They've wanted this for centuries. You know, they really have. They've been in control for so long. And I always like to say that if you can control the money supply of any country, then you own that country, theoretically. And it's like the old, there's some kind of an island analogy where if you own the money supply on an island with 100 people on it, after a while, you pretty much own 100 people. And, right. You know, that's where we're going. We've been so controlled so long and without any voice that we've ended up in this situation where people are basically on the take. I mean, everybody's got their price. So, of course, these news critters are going to start parroting whatever they need to parrot to bring home the paycheck that it takes to live in that multi-million dollar house that they bought, and they got to keep up with those payments. And, you know, and it's just like everybody has their price, and we've been sold out. We've been set up as a nation. A lot of people fell for the last setup. But I hope that they have enough realization that they have been set up so many times by a government that says it cares over and over and over, but it obviously shows through its actions.
Your government
that
hates
it doesn't.
You. Your government hates you.
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe they don't hate you, but they certainly don't give a rat's behind about you. I was really hopeful that COVID was going to be the wake-up moment. I was really hopeful that once the lockdown started, and once the mask mandates, and then the vaccine mandates, and the vaccine passports, I was really hopeful that would be, you know, the iron fist of government enough to wake up a few people, enough people to make a difference. It woke up a few. To me... is far worse than what happened to COVID, even though it's happening to a much smaller group of people. This is these people, the judges, the corrections officers, everybody involved from the people working in the mess at the DC jail, all the attorneys all the way through, the judges that are doing it, and the DOJ that's allowing it, and everybody in Congress who isn't standing there screaming at the jail every day, allowing this to happen, they might as well just take the Constitution and wipe their butts with it. Because
right.
they're completely ignoring at least three of our God-given rights. And nobody seems to care.
Peter, well, you know, what I just thought of, just as you were saying that, is the Milgram experiment, the Stanford Milgram experiment.
Yeah.
And any kind of operant conditioning that we've all been put through, pretty much. I mean, I can remember the day JFK died, and I was only 4 years old. Or actually, no, I was five. But I was just barely five. And I remember thinking to myself, how can you kill a president? You can't kill a president. And I remember just thinking like that. And then shortly after that, we had the Berkeley riots, and I live here in the Bay Area, and it's been a horrendous progression of events ever since, you know, I was about that old. I think I remember coming home and seeing my mother beside herself, walking home from kindergarten with my older brother who was in first grade. And I immediately started crying too, because I didn't know what was upsetting my mother so much.
Yeah, but you knew something was wrong, didn't you, Dean? Hey, thanks for the call. Stick around past the break. The next half hour, I bet we're going to, I have an intention to bring up the LA riots in the conversation with Scott coming up right after this break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we've got Michael Bolenton from AddingContext.com. He's going to join our conversation to talk about the two private organizations that basically run our government. And, that's what we talk about. Anyway, that's what he's doing. But right now, we've got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance, protectwithbear.com. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. How are you this evening?
Fan-freaking-tastic. Hey, look, I made a new graphic for you.
Oh, I like it. I like the QR code.
Yeah, a little QR code on the screen. If you're watching the video, take your phone, click a little scan of that, take it right to Bear Insurance. And if you own firearms, you need to use Right to Bear Insurance. It is by far the most affordable concealed carry insurance on the market today.
Absolutely.
So lots going on in the gun world right now, isn't there?
There sure is. Seems like the ATF keeps digging their hole deeper and deeper the further they go.
Yeah, that's well. Let's start with there. What about the bump stocks, right? So yeah. Well, during the Obama administration, the ATF said we don't have the authority to regulate. Accessories,
right?
And then you had lunatic in Las Vegas use a bump stock to shoot a whole bunch of people And then the Trump administration comes along, and now the ATF all of a sudden has the authority to regulate an accessory, and they made the bump stock illegal. And since then, it has it's been in many, many court battles, but just, let's see here, January 6th, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the ban in a 13-3 vote.
Yep.
That's pretty significant. It wasn't even close.
No, and it almost makes you wonder what the three who didn't go along with this, what their thoughts were.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you pointed out in our discussions previously, the ATF did have an opportunity to appeal this, and that opportunity ended last week.
Right.
So I think they understood and realized at that point that that was a losing battle.
Right. So last week the window when whenever you go to federal court, you've got a certain, I think it's 30 days. To appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. And their 30 days ended last week, like you just said. So the ATF realized it was a losing battle for whatever reason. They realized it was a losing battle and did not appeal to the Supreme Court. So the bump stock is legal again. And within minutes, three states started selling them again.
Yes. But the thing that some people forget is there are real people that were affected by this original ruling. Not just by very small account, the ATF did admit that before the ban went into place, from the announcement of the ban till the ban, there were 584 individuals who turned in their bump stocks, which bump stocks average $120 to $300. That's money they're never getting back. But they also noted that there was a company that made bump stocks that they destroyed 60,000 bump stocks so that they wouldn't be in possession of these illegal items. How does that affect not just the owner of the company, but how many employees were affected by all of a sudden? If you look at it, 60,000 bump stocks times, average $200 price, that's over $1 million. Mm-hmm. A small business is not designed to really handle that. I'm sure people lost their jobs over that one decision that now we realize, or we find, which some of us knew all along, was unconstitutional.
So what's the recourse for, Joe Schmo, private citizen who didn't want to become a felon and turned in their bump stock to the local FBI station or wherever they turned him into? What's their recourse now? Basically, the government just stole a bump stock from them.
Yes. Unfortunately, there is no recourse. And that was part of also the claim. Whenever you look at any time the government takes something from the citizens, and typically we see that with eminent domain, usually there's remuneration for it.
Right.
If you lose this, we're going to pay you what it's worth.
Oh, but they thought it was illegal. So they were just confiscating something illegal.
Right. And it's interesting that after they lost this case is when the pistol brace ban came out and the final rule on the pistol brace. And essentially, the pistol brace ban is the same thing as the bump stock ban, except here's what they're trying, from what I've seen. And I'm also an FFL, so I was on some of the phone calls with the attorneys. Is they said, we can't monitor accessories. We can't do anything about accessories. If it's just an accessory, then we can't do anything about it. But the minute you put it on a gun, that gun now becomes the gun, and we can make laws and rules against that gun. And so I wish I was joking. One of the lawyers, I'm presuming they were ATF lawyers on the call giving guidance, suggested that if you don't want to turn it in, what you need to do is take it off. And if you keep your... I'm sorry?
And never put it on again.
Well, not only never put it on, but he said you don't want to get caught having it even close because constructive possession. So he said, this were his words, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit. If you keep your pistol in your sock drawer, put the brace in your underwear drawer and you'll be fine. But if you put the brace in your underwear drawer also, then you're in trouble. And if that's the guidance we have when it comes to guns, I think we're losing.
Yeah. I'm actually right now searching. There, I saw this one video one time. It was freaking hilarious. It showed images of from the ATF of, you know, this is a rifle, but then this is a pistol, and this is a short-barreled rifle, and this is a pistol. And you couldn't see the difference. Like, no. It looked like the two images of the same gun, and they're like, well, this one is a short-barreled rifle, but this one is a handgun. And their rules are just like tax law. There's so many rules. It's freaking ridiculous. It's too easy to get caught up in it.
Well, and when you say their rules, and it's very important to remember that it is just a rule. And right. And that's what was attacked on the bump stock, and I think what's going to be highly attacked on the pistol brace rule as well, is that if Congress intends to make a law, Congress will make a law. And the ATF does not have authority to make a rule that essentially acts as a law. Because when we say a rule, most times a rule, you don't have prison as a punishment. That's a law. You know, a rule is, you know, you live in an HOA and you can't use the pool after 10. And if you do, you know, they send you a $10 fine. This rule will put you in prison for 10 years. Did you find it?
I think so. Let me. That one? No, not that one. That one.
Out. Special thanks to the NRA for letting us do this. You know, we couldn't do our jobs without them doing their jobs, and they do a great job of supporting us, and they always have. And so we really like them, and we appreciate them bringing you all here to listen to our speech.
How long is it?
All right, so first off, we're the ATF, and we're going to be explaining how simple gun laws are. Click. What you are going to be learning in this presentation is, one, why are gun owners such crybabies? The law isn't hard, you're just not believing hard enough. Get harder with me, Agent Richard Bizet. All right, first slide here. Click. We're going to talk about pistols. Look at that. It's very simple. It's a pistol. Everybody knows what a pistol is, and that's a pistol. Click. Look at this. This isn't a pistol. This is an AOW. I see that it kind of looks like a pistol, but it's clearly not a pistol. Click. Who made this PowerPoint? That's a pistol. Also a pistol.
If you're listening on the radio, you've got to go back and find this, because these images are hilarious.
Let's go back. Click. Okay, so this one's a pistol. Next. Click. This one's a rifle, apparently. This is a rifle. Oh, because it has a stock. It's got a shoulder thing in the back there. So this one's a rifle. Let's just move on.
Brace on it.
All right, so here we got a rifle. As you can see, everything's in there. It's a 14 and a half inch barrel that's been pinned to 16. Got a nice banana clip. Perfect rifle. Click. Well, this looks like the same. What's different here? All right, this is an SBR. This is illegal. You'll go straight to jail for this one. Pay your $200 tax stamp or go straight to jail.
It looks.
Hold on, we're going to go back again and see the difference between this one and the previous one. Click. All right, so this one's a rifle. Click. This one's an SBR. All right, moving on. Next. This one's a pistol. All right, let's go back.
It looks like the last two. It's hilarious. It's too long. I don't want to show the whole thing. But
that is great. That is great. Everyone needs to go out and find that clip.
Oh, yeah. It's funny stuff. And that's how complicated it is. You know, here's three pictures of three firearms that all look exactly the same. And one's a pistol, one's a short-barreled rifle, and one's a rifle.
Yeah. and that's how the call was, too, with the ATF, was well, we're not sure. You know, people would ask questions. Well, what if we have this? Well, we're not sure. We're going to have to take it on a case-by-case basis. And the problem with case-by-case basis is, if there's an estimate, there's 10 million pistol braces in circulation in the United States. So that means there's going to necessarily potentially be 10 million case-by-case basis. On that, if you walk in and you say, hey, is this a pistol or is this a short-barreled rifle? Well, if it's a pistol, you get to walk out. But if they decide in this case by case that it's a short-barreled rifle that's unregistered, you don't get to walk out.
Nope.
They're going to take you somewhere. So it's fortunately there's quite a few states. I think we're up to 25 states and other organizations that are now suing this. And a good side note to this also is that Congress is getting involved, where Congress is having the head of the ATF come in and explain himself on the record. And three top deputies or whatever they're called are going to be having to give sworn testimony as well. So that can really open things up to avoiding this in the future, because it's not just about winning this case. It's about not losing or not having to retry this case over and over again. We've already tried this with bump stocks. Why are we doing it again with the same, with the pistol brace?
Right.
Go ahead.
We've got like four more things to get to. We're going to end up running out of time. So
all right,
let's move on from bump stocks and accessories and go to constitutional carry.
Yes.
It's now up to 22 states.
And many more have legislation in the way. I'm in Florida. The legislation is moving pretty quickly through Florida. I imagine by July 1st, it will be in Florida. And constitutional carry, I think, is a good thing. It's a great positive step for people to be able to exercise their rights. Now, there are still some reasons to get your concealed weapons license. The first one that jumps to mind is reciprocity. If you travel, most states that if they offer constitutional carry, do not allow non-residents to carry in their state. Now, that's something that I think will change over time. The Florida proposed law does say that people from other states will be able to, as long as they meet the requirements at the federal level, to carry. They can carry concealed without a license in Florida. But most states, you still need reciprocity. So until that's resolved, there's still a reason for that. And in Florida is one of those funny states where we're very pro-gun, the gunshine state. However, we're one of the few states that we actually have a 3-day wait when purchasing a gun, unless you have your concealed weapons license. So for people in Florida, another benefit or another reason to get the concealed weapon license in Florida is, you know, like me, I'm impatient. When I go to the gun store and I pick out my toy and, I want to bring it home with me. I don't want to fill out the paperwork and have to wait 3 business days and come back and pick it up. So with a concealed weapons license in Florida, you'll be able to get it the same day. So that's another bonus.
I thought it was pretty cool that I live in an open carry state. And then, you know, if you want to conceal carry, you do need a permit. But we're a shall issue state where as long as you can legally buy a gun, you can legally get a concealed carry license. So, I have one, but I rarely conceal carry. I normally have it right out of my hip for everybody to see.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, if I'm going someplace, I might want to stick a little one in my pocket instead of the big one on my hip.
Right.
But moving on, before we get to the next one, how about this? A little break.
'Twas the night before Christmas. The kids snuggled asleep in their beds when you heard a loud rumble like Santa and his sled. So you went downstairs to take a peek, get a look. You were confronted by this creep, a crook. He drew his weapon, but you fired first. And now this creep could take all your worth. Secure your family with Right to Bear insurance. Plans start at $10.95 a month with civil and criminal defense coverage options up to $2 million.
Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/right-to-bear to learn more or to sign up and start protecting what you have now. And one of the things I noticed as that was playing was the right-to-bear-insurance.com address across the bottom of the screen. You go by protectwithbear.com.
Yes.
And I have my own promo code now, so you don't have to go to my website. You can just say, go to protectwithbear.com and use the promo code Lighthouse.
Yes.
10% off, already affordable.
Yeah, make sure when you go to protectwithbear.com, as you're checking out, one of the last things is it'll ask for a promo code. Put Lighthouse in there and hit apply, and you'll get that 10% savings. That the Right to Bear Insurance is the old website with the old plan. I'll get the new video to you. But Protect with Bear, we'll get you set up.
Awesome. So you had just said about constitutional carry in Florida, as long as you meet the federal requirements to carry or to own a firearm, you can carry in Florida. Well, there's news about those federal requirements recently. The federal district court judge in Texas just overturned a law that was restricting concealed carry permit holders to 21 and up. And this judge said, no, you can't do that. At 18, you're a citizen. And
yeah, it makes sense. The age of being an adult in the United States is 18.
Right.
So it makes sense. I'm really surprised that this hasn't come up sooner, because Florida, a few years ago after the Parkland shooting, they actually raised the purchase age even for shotguns to 21. Florida's good, and then they slide. It's an interesting thing, but I think we've got a great governor now that will address some of these, but we shouldn't have to have a good governor to address these things. I think it's great that the federal district in Texas has overturned that, because it'll either be challenged and then the Supreme Court will do it in all of the land, or other states will start to do it and it'll eventually get to the Supreme Court as well. So that's great.
Well, I've often said, you know, we need this, you know, 21 to smoke or buy alcohol, or in, you know, previously 21 to buy a handgun, but 18 to, you know, and buy long guns, or 18 to join the military, or 18 to vote. It's stupid. We need to have one age of majority.
Yep.
You're an adult. You get to do all the things adults do, and that's it. Like, the different levels is ridiculous. So how I want to see this 18 to 20 gap erasure that was just given by this judge in Texas for carrying a firearms or handguns.
Yep.
I want to see that same thing applied to alcohol and tobacco.
I think that it'll be a harder challenge, but I agree with you. I think if we can do certain things at 18, but we got to wait till 21 for other things. The thing that might be a little bit more challenging is, thankfully, we have the Second Amendment. And so the Constitution gives us the rights to bear arms. It's going to be harder to point to anything that says that you have a right to smoke or drink alcohol. But it seems like, where did 21 come from?
Yeah, somebody just pulled a number out of their butt.
Right. Like, 18 is the age of majority and age of, you know, being able to make decisions. But then all of a sudden, well, 3 more years later and they can do these other things.
Right. And then 4 years after that, your car insurance finally goes down.
Right. Well, right. And you look at some of the other aspects of it, is you have some people, and I am not a supporter of this personally. This has nothing to do with right to bear, but there are some people that are pushing to have voting age go down to 16.
Yeah, no.
And so they want the voting age to go down, but they want the gun age to go up. And it's like, you know, they know at that age at 16, there's a lot of manipulation and control that can happen. Personal opinion, not on behalf of right to bear, but it scares me when they try to get 16-year-olds to vote when, you know, I remember what it was like to be 16, and I should not have been voting for the future leadership of America, I can tell you that. And neither should most of the other people.
Well, somebody in our chat room here seems to think that if you're carrying a gun near me, that they have a right to kill you. Well, no, you don't.
And, you know, right.
Not a threat. A gun is a tool. And the threat is the person.
Correct. And the threat, so if my gun was on my hip or if it was wherever and he attacked me with a hammer, I would have the right to protect myself.
Right.
And that's going to be that way in every state. Some people are just going to have that belief and be anti-gun. And he has the right to his opinion.
He says under God's natural law, he has the right to kill you because you're carrying a deadly weapon. Not that you're using the deadly weapon, just that you're carrying it. But it's people like that that made me go out and make a holster where my badge hangs off right in front of my gun, so that when you see the gun, you also see the badge and you think, okay, it's not just some lunatic. Yeah. Anyway, we got a phone call. Sarah in Oregon would like to chime in. Sarah on line one, welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's a PSA for anybody who hasn't shared the show yet or any other show on free speech platforms. Pay your dues. Share the show out. And you will be much better for it.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. I appreciate somebody other than me asking the listener to share out the show and tell everybody what you're listening to. Appreciate that.
But we need to know that no kids should be voting at 16. It's dumb.
Yeah. It's stupid. Talk to you
later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah. You brought up the voting at 16, and I thought about all the stupid things I was doing when I was 16.
Yep.
So we've got about 4-ish minutes before the break. Clearly, there's a bigger divide being created between the states with so many of them passing constitutional carry, and other ones like other states run by people like our president who wish to ban assault weapons at every chance they get, they bring it up. But you had another news story that you wanted to talk about.
Real quick, it's kind of up in the neck of the woods where Sarah's from. It's not in Oregon, but it's real close to there. It was in Washington. Sean Kemp, who was an NBA superstar for the Seattle Supersonics, was arrested yesterday for a connection to a drive-by shooting is how it came out. And now today, he was supposed to have his first appearance at 1:30. It was canceled. The prosecutor said that they're not pressing any charges. And this is even though he's not a member of Right to Bear, but this is a great point for Right to Bear, in that he was arrested within 1 hour of the call where the shots were fired, which to me, I have 2 decades law enforcement experience. That tells me if he was arrested and booked in within an hour, there was a rush to judgment during this investigation by the police. And he probably did not give a statement, or if he did, it might not have been a great statement on his part. But then once he was able to get booked in, bond out, and talk to his attorney was able to give a fuller picture to the prosecutors, and the charges were immediately dropped. And it's such a lesson for everyone. If you don't have an attorney and you carry a gun, who are you going to call if something happens? Now, Sean Kemp is a millionaire. He has attorneys on hand. He was able to make those calls after the fact. But with Right to Bear, you're going to have a 1-800 number to call and immediately talk to your attorney. Your attorney will tell you what to say and, more importantly, what not to say. You might still go to jail. If there's probable cause, you'll go there. But here's what I like to tell people. This is probable cause, and this is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. There's a lot of play in between there, and that's where the good attorney is going to get you out of trouble. This is a great example. He was released he was arrested within an hour. And then the charges were dropped within a day because police sometimes rush to judgment and don't do a full investigation, and his name will be cleared.
Awesome. And that's exactly the reason to get Right to Bear is if for nothing else, forget the gun replacement and all the other stuff. If nothing else, have an attorney's phone number in your phone that you can call 24 hours a day.
Yep.
When somebody breaks into your house and you shoot them in the middle of the night because they broke into your house, you can call your attorney, then call 911. There's no law that says you have to call 911.
Right. And in this situation, it was in a mall parking lot. 911 was called by a few people, I'm sure. So even though we recommend calling 911 when it's safe to do so, if you call your attorney first and only, it's still going to help you out.
Make
sure when you do go to protectwithbear.com, make sure you use Lighthouse as your promo code to get that 10%.
Yeah, which is basically a free month. They're pretty close to it. What is it? It's $11 a month, and 10% would be,
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a free month.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And if you add a spouse or a partner, that 10% carries over. They're getting a free month too. So it works out great.
Awesome. All right. Let's forget Protective Bear for just a couple seconds and talk about your own stuff. Man, you put up a lot of videos.
So thanks for noticing. I made a commitment this year that I was going to do one video at least per day, and put those up and see what happens. And I started the year with 22 subscribers. I just crossed 650 subscribers, just crossed 125,000 views. So people are liking the message, and I'm going to keep trying to improve my message and keep trying to grow and help people become, help law-abiding citizens become confident and competent with their guns.
Hey, well, send them over here because, you know, you've got like 300 or 400 more subscribers than I do now.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'll chop up some of this interview and we'll tell people to go see you.
I appreciate it. Scott Thompson, protectwithbear.com, the most affordable concealed carry insurance on the market by far. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you in about a month, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. With that, we're coming back in about 3 minutes after this commercial break. We'll have Michael Ballington from AddingContext.com.
We must take America back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.